lest the last light flee also. Lest the last light flee also, and all shadows resort to themselves in the vast but starless night. We fed pine knots to the campfire, miniature sparklers leaping red parabolas and blue tangibles. Though those small fires eyed up in the pockets of our faces, and each could tell the posture and the bent of its comrades more by eye level and fire acceptance than by any of a thousand words, we felt that ghostly closeness the old cave-drawn hunters knew, the brace of union, solidarity's slow motion moving under skin, a brothering darkness holding like a briefcase about a document. We fed stories to the faulting fire, reams of stories, great breads of stories, a slice at a time, thick, slabby, crusty mouthfuls of what brought us here, our whole lives loped up. When a sound happened outside of us, the owls calling attention, a croaker's voice setting up tent in the night, hawking his dominion of the pond, a loon's soliloquy sliding over hills, the sad song's saxophones loose. We accepted it as punctuation, proper pause, the best of caesura. We understood the leaf, knew the tree hanging fire above our heads, the span of it touching different days. Even darkness can hide a tree, but daylight we knew, and white water's rapid turmoil can hide the silver and red of trout, can hide the mouth bitter for worms, the string and foil of manufactured flies, and bare metal strikers. Daylight hides the reddest fox, the darkest owl, and campfire dreamers. As we talk, red lights in our eyes, dawn bulging behind timid leaves like a poorly kept secret, we understand there are only so many visits allowed. This will be the last one for one or more of us, the odds having their say, the threats as fluid as the stream we dare bend our ankles in. As we trespass, camped inland above the water's constant flowing, we are reminded by Earth's quiet of what the pause of being means. We are merely a small glow here, stars set off in a widening sky.